Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel.
Hello, Ian, for the 200th time. How are you?
I'm doing great, and we have a very exciting show today, but first, I want to clear up last week's challenge.
That sounds like a plan.
I said, start with the word Gregorian, as in Gregorian calendar. Rearrange the letters in Gregorian, and you can spell a three-letter word for a unit of work and a six-letter word for an action known for creating that unit. What are the words?
Well, the unit you are talking about is the erg, and the action is oaring, as in using an oar to propel a boat.
Which is a word we checked. We're very excited about today's show because our guest on show number 200 is Nate Cordry, an accomplished actor whose credits include Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip, Children's Hospital, and the CBS series Mom. He's also performed in productions in our neighborhood at the Williamstown Theater Festival and is currently the host of the Reading Aloud podcast on the Wolfpop Network.
Perhaps most importantly, however, he is a Red Sox fan, and for that reason alone, it is my distinct pleasure to welcome Nate Cordry to Any Questions. Welcome, Nate.
Thank you so much, guys.
This is the 200th episode of Any Questions, and since the Roman numeral for 200 is CC, this week each correct answer will be a two-word name or title with the initials CC.
I think I have that. I think I followed that, yes.
All right. First up, launched in November of 1989 and adopting its current name in 1991, what network's early programming included classic movies, Mystery Science Theater 3000, and Short Attention Span Theater, a show hosted by, among others, Jon Stewart and Marc Maron?
That is Comedy Central.
That is indeed Comedy Central. Very good. And it was originally called the Comedy Channel, and it merged with a rival network called HA, with an exclamation point, of course, to become what we now know as Comedy Central.
I am anxious.
What literary character was possibly inspired by an animal carving on a church in an English village and appears most famously in an 1865 novel where it appears and disappears at will and engages the title character in absurd philosophical conversation?
Holy moly. Oh, I don't have a clue. And this is shameful because I have a podcast about books and literature.
I have a feeling if you get this answer, you will start grinning rather widely.
Oh, God bless you, the Cheshire Cat.
The Cheshire Cat is correct. Commenting on his practice of instructing reporters to attribute his statements to, quote, a White House spokesman, believing it would allow him to speak more honestly and freely, who said, quote, the words of a president have enormous weight and ought not to be used indiscriminately?
Is the answer Calvin Coolidge?
The answer is Calvin Coolidge. Very good. Yes.
You remembered the category. Nicely done.
Thank you. Thank you.
And in fact, that's part of where his nickname Silent Cal comes from, his penchant for a few words when he's in social and public situations. And as a bonus fact, Calvin Coolidge was the only U.S. president that was born on Independence Day. What Latino civil rights activist and labor leader co-founded the National Farm Workers Association, has a street named after him that runs from Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles to Monterey Park, and is honored in California, Colorado, and Texas with a state holiday on March 31st, his birthday?
I would be in real trouble if I didn't know this one, considering I'm 3 miles from his street. That's Cesar Chavez.
You cheated and read the street sign, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And finally, founded in 1870 as the White Stockings, later known as the Colts and the Orphans, and adopting their current name in 1907, what team is the oldest currently active professional sports club in the U.S.?
Wow. Man. Is this the Chicago Cubs?
Yeah, the Cubbies is correct, yes.
Jeez Louise. Okay, wow.
Well, Nate Cordry, very well, went 5 for 5 this week. You can follow Nate on Twitter at I'm Nate Cordry. That's Cordry with 2 D's. Or his podcast at Reading Aloud Pod. You can also subscribe to Reading Aloud on iTunes, which you should totally do because it is totally awesome.
Cool. Thank you, guys. That was a lot of fun.
Well, Nate Cordry did great. If you need a second look at this week's questions, you can go to wamc.org/anyquestions, and you can also find this week's challenge. Mike?
Start with the name of Nate's podcast, Reading Aloud. That's R-E-A-D-I-N-G-A-L-O-U-D. Change one letter to a B, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, 7 letters, 5 letters, for something that would make it difficult to listen to a podcast. What is the phrase?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
See you then.